Up next, Dr. Bruce Goldberg joins us as we talk about past lives, and then we'll take calls later on this hour, so get ready. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Bruce Goldberg with us, holding advanced degrees in dentistry and counseling psychology. Now, he conducts an international hypnotherapy practice in Woodland Hills, California, specializing in reincarnation, time travel, soul healing, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Bruce, welcome, my friend. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, George, and thank you for the opportunity to reincarnate, since we're going to be discussing past and future lives. This is an interesting segue to the show. I also want to always thank you. You were kind enough to review my Exploring the Fifth Dimension book with the review of Dr. Goldberg, Guide You into a World Beyond Your Wildest Expectations. Highly recommended. And for benefit of that, I'm going to reincarnate my offer to your audience. If they order my Exploring the Fifth Dimension book from my homepage, not from Amazon, they will get a free CD called Fifth Dimensional Travel, which takes them into the fifth dimension, where they can review their past and future lives, as we're going to discuss this evening.
I have watched you do past life regression on people, and it's truly remarkable how you do that. And doesn't take long.
March, 3 years ago, March 25th, 2018, was the taping for Beyond Belief.
That's right.
And you had a past life regression in ancient Egypt where you were supervising the Pyramid of Giza construction with the anti-gravity flying crafts moving the stones that I describe in my Time Traveler's book. So that's a past life regression that we did right on the set. Remember, that was live and in color.
Yep, absolutely. And then you had the lady patient who went back into time and
She was interesting because she went back into the Renaissance, in which she was a very talented painter, and in this life she had no artistic training, but she was a very skilled painter. The karmic talent of painting carried over into this life 500 years later.
Why are we seem to be blocked from remembering our past lives in our normal life?
Well, basically, you have the ego defense mechanisms, which neurologically is called the beta brainwave, and this basically blocks our ability to do that, so we don't get obsessed with our past lives and we can accomplish our karmic purpose. If everybody has, remember, the average person has 1,000 past lives. That's really not impressive. You don't want to have 1,000 past lives.
No.
That means you've been messing up and
you just keep coming back to learn, right?
So if you can remember information from your 1,000 past lives, you would be a schizophrenic now. You'd be in an institution, you wouldn't be able to do very well. So it's a blockage of the defense mechanisms or ego. It's a repression so that you can accomplish your life's purpose now without having to be bothered by all these signals, which would be elements or evidences of past lives. So what's involved in the past life regression, just to make it simple? Hypnosis is the technique, obviously, I use. Hypnosis is a natural daydream level. Listening to the show, people who are relaxed and they don't realize how much time has gone by, driving on the freeway, reading articles online, watching a movie or a TV show, those daydream levels when you're in la-la land, as we say in California here, are examples of an alpha brainwave, which is the subconscious mind functioning, and that's a natural example of hypnosis. So when I do regressions with hypnosis, a couple of things. First, people can have dreams as sneak previews of both past and future lives. So if you're dreaming yourself in ancient Egypt or Rome or Greece or any other, or the Renaissance or any other environment, very likely that's a sneak preview of a past life. Or if you're an astronaut, or if you're on some different planet 1,000 years in the future, or maybe you're a time traveler, which we'll discuss a little bit in a few minutes, then that's another sneak preview of a future life. So that's one level. The purpose of reincarnation in my work here is basically to help people to understand why we do what we do and to teach you to avoid repeating past mistakes. And this is what I call psychic empowerment. The benefits are, obviously, you eliminate the fear of death. You have psychic empowerment to eliminate habits, phobias, and other self-defeating sequences or self-sabotage. And you can access your higher self not only to be able to see past or future lives, but also read your Akashic records and to grow spiritually in this life. So anyone can do this is the key here. So that's what the nice thing about reincarnation. But I would like to discuss I discussed briefly just now your Egyptian past life, but we're going to discuss future lives too. So I know I've always alluded to this, but I'd like to spend just a few moments discussing your two future lives that I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do
it. The famous one is Dexter Monterey, the coolest name in the history of mankind. this is a 22nd century, next 100 years, is going to be your future life, where you're going to be hosting a radio show on the Global Communications Network, known as GCN, which has 300 million listeners.
In the future, but I'm no rush to get there, right?
Yes, but you're going to have a hell of an audience. Okay, this show is done live in a mall-like complex. You see a hologram of you throughout the structure. You're wearing a one-piece golden jumpsuit, and people with their devices, the equivalent of radios, but obviously more sophisticated, like these are computer devices, but they see like a hologram of you. This show deals mostly with energy forms of healing, psychic research. Dexter, you are over 6 feet tall with sandy hair, clean-shaven, blue eyes, with an athletic physique. You're very positive and spiritual and single, and you're 40 years old when you begin the show, and you do this for over 40 years. Now, what's very important is your reputation was built on the expose of what are called mind pirates. These are criminals who use devices to steal the ideas from the brains of scientists and inventors and sell them on the black market. You live in Texas and experiment with out-of-body experience as a hobby. You never marry. You die of natural causes at about 110 years old. Now, your work with psychic research is going to be more relevant in your far-forward future life of Zior, X-E-O-R, who is a psychic researcher from the 35th century.
Wow.
By that time, teleportation will be the mode of time travel, and you'll see why you work with that. You are a male psychic researcher. You eventually develop a technique of cleansing the soul's aura by way of these energy rings, like large metal-like brass-like objects, which assisting in raising the quality of the soul's energy and also preventing people from psychic attack from entities from the lower astral plane, or you would call them the shadow people. And this research is applied to time travelers teleporting back in time so they can be protected with their energy field. So you are very relevant to psychic research. Now, you are so well known that you're attacked by what are called the Black Brotherhood. We have that term today, which is the lower astral entities and these demonic entities. And they try to go after you because they don't like what you're doing. You obviously are successful in repelling the psychic attack, and then you're going to an event in which you're like a scientific award. It's almost like a Nobel Prize because of your work with this with these brass rings. Zior, as in your future life, you are spiritual, modest man. You're married to Delora. You have three sons who follow you in your research. You live in Toronto, which is a lot warmer than it is today, and you die of natural causes. Listen to this, 800 years young.
Wow.
You're going to live to the 40s.
How did I get that old?
Well, the techniques are developed in the 35th century in my research with my Time Travelers from Our Future book shows that they will be using a machine that will help deal with energy levels to increase the DHEA production. So the average 35th century citizen and beyond lives between 5 and 900 years young. So that's your two future lives. So that I think is kind of fun. Now, what's interesting is that the most dramatic past life of mine, you always ask me what's my most interesting past life regression that I did. And that is, of course, the woman who was the main feature in the CBS movie, The Search for Grace. This is a case that was documented by CBS's research. It took place in Buffalo, New York in 1927. This is a case where the woman was a kind of like a, shall we say, a very uninhibited woman who had, she was cheating on her husband and this and that, and she met this guy named Johnny who was like a bootlegger for the mafia. This is the 1920s, so you had prohibition. And he eventually murders her in a very dramatic way. And the interesting thing, this guy Johnny, as I called him, not his real name, reincarnated in her 20th century life, because I worked with her about 30 years ago, and he tried to murder her on three different occasions in her current life. She dated him as he was a businessman, and she couldn't break up with him, even though he tried to kill her three different times, until we did the regression and we did what I call the superconscious mind tap to remove the karmic debt from her. And that was 30 years ago, and she's still alive and kicking and doing quite well and broke up with him, of course. So this is the idea of a healing aspect of the regression itself, and most importantly, accessing her higher self, which is what I call the superconscious mind tap.
Since you've been doing this, and you've been doing this for a long time, what has been one of the strangest regressions you've come across?
Well,
besides this, my stuff.
Okay. Yours, of course, is yours. Actually, is fun. I love your regressions. You're a great patient. Okay. The strangest one is going back in time. Is what I call a light people regression. Now, a light people. These are extraterrestrials. This is way back in time. They are pure energy, pure light. And they have different color lights, which represents a hierarchy. So if you're purple, for example, you're very high up, like a Brahmin in East Indian culture. If you're blue and green, you're high up. If you're yellow, you're in trouble. That's the lowest level, okay? So I work with this woman. I'll call her Sasha, not her real name, of course. And she is one of these light people. And she informed me that her original source was green, which is pretty high. Okay, Sasha lived in another galaxy many light years from the Earth. Her position in that society was to monitor the selection of her people who were to travel to less evolved planets, such as Earth. Okay, so she was on a mission here. And she revealed to me that she made many errors in her mission, and she was being questioned by her supervisors. And they remember, these are light people, so they use like a magnetic field. They don't have a body as we have.
Exactly.
Sasha was being disciplined because of her negligence and her incompetency in this kind of fifth-dimensional trial room. She was then sentenced to be on the Earth in a physical body as her punishment. So this is, and her entity level, her color was reduced from green to yellow, which is the lowest level. So this was the beginning of the karmic cycle, an energy being inhabiting a physical body on the Earth, being punished because of her past misdeeds. That is the beginning of the karmic cycle. So that's Sasha and the light people. So the light people communicate by telepathy. They're from another galaxy. They're not time travelers, and they don't originate from the future. They originate many eons in the past. There is a hierarchy, as I mentioned. The master planners are the ones that supervise these people and tried her in her trial case here. And the highest ranking is what they call all that is, which is what we would call the God energy complex. And so this is an example of the origin of the karmic cycle and the light people. So I would qualify the light people regression as the most strangest one that I've ever done.
Bruce, if somebody drowns in a past life, are they afraid of water in another life?
Yes, that can be a factor in hydrophobia, but let me show you why it's not necessarily the answer. Somebody gets hit on the head, do they have migraine headaches? The real reason is because of psychic attack and because of failing karmic tests. So doing a regression, see, when I do my work with my patients, I don't do regressions on my patients to solve problems. I use the superconscious mind tap, because when you raise the soul's energy, then you can overcome, like an energy immune system. Think of it that way. You know, now that we're in a pandemic, immune system is very relevant.
Sure.
So if your immune system is high, you don't get the virus. You kill off the COVID or any other virus.
That's right.
The flu, and you're fine. So the higher self connection, the superconscious mind tap, which is a technique I developed back in 1977, many eons ago here, is what I do. If you just review a past life, that's like watching the History Channel. You're not going to solve anything because you're not raising the soul's energy. You're doing cognitive therapy, which doesn't work. You want to raise the energy, which is a shamanic technique, and that's why the superconscious mind tap is a much more viable way of dealing with this. So that's what's going on. But I got to tell you, do we have enough time to discuss the future life progression?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So my most famous, or shall I say my favorite future life progression, other than yours, of course, is a man by the, I call him, let's just say his future life was in the 35th century as a man named Kamar, K-A-M-A-R. This is the only time I've worked with, I don't know, 25,000 patients over the last 47 years. This is the only patient of mine that has ever had a future life as a time traveler. So what happened is Kamar was a time traveler in the 35th century. He was sent back in time to the year, listen to this, 101,637 B.C. This is when Atlantis and Lemuria were having a major war, and these were called the Electric Wars of Antiquity. These are battles between ET groups, between Atlantis and Lemuria were relevant, light flashes were involved, it caused major problems in the atmosphere, and it was a real problem. So what happened was Atlantis declared war on Lemuria, or Mu as they called, and these flashes and pulsations would be observed indicating an interdimensional interference that had taken place, and it was a real problem. It caused all kinds of earthquakes and tsunamis and you name it. So what happened was Kamar was sent back with his time travel team to get these people to negotiate a peace. Well, because of the superior technology of the time travelers, which, of course, were far superior to the ETs that were around, that would be the Lyrans and the Sirians, eventually, because they were able to superiorly show them that they had more muster in them with their superior technology, Tamar and his time traveler team was finally able to negotiate a peace treaty so that the electric wars ended everything was, everything ended happily, as a result of it. So Tamar was a time traveler. In the future, will be anyway, in about the 35th century. So that was my most exotic future life progression, which, of course, had a very significant influence on the planet, because if he failed in that test, we wouldn't have a planet now.
Exactly.
Those electric wars would, of course, major disruption and probably pole shifts and all kinds of things that you don't want to deal with.
Not every past and future life is glorious at all, is it?
No, as a matter of fact, let me give you what I call the National Enquirer elimination theory. Okay. When I get people to say, "Oh, doctor, I had a past life. I was Queen Hatshepsut or Cleopatra," I've done over 28,000 regressions, say nothing of the progressions. Nobody has ever been a historical figure. Okay, so if somebody tells you that, some psychic tells you that, it's a scam.
Interesting.
It's just trying to make you feel good.
Now we have a caller who calls. Her name's Louise from Kentucky. She may call you next half hour. Who claims that she is the reincarnated Cleopatra. So if she does call, I want you to quiz her, because maybe you'll...
Okay, well, I'll do my Julius Caesar.
She actually believes she is.
Well, no, I don't doubt that she believes she is, and I'm not trying to make fun of her. She may very well believe she is, but the odds of her being a historical figure of that renown... You know, there's 7.4 billion people on the Earth right now. If you add up all the other people throughout history, we're talking tens of billions of
people. Oh, absolutely.
What's the odds that Cleopatra would reincarnate to this woman? Is she the queen of Egypt? I'm not trying to make fun of, she's probably a middle class average woman, okay? With all due respect.
I do not know. I don't know that.
I guarantee you, she's not in the Windsor family, okay?
No, she's not.
So she's probably a middle class average woman, right? And fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Cleopatra would not reincarnate as somebody who works in a corporate headquarters or, is a server in Denny's. She would reincarnate as somebody is,
Does she have that choice?
Well, I'm just telling you, people do not reincarnate below their standard. If you're a political leader, if you're a queen or king, or if you're a hotshot corporate type or a doctor or whatever, you're going to reincarnate similar to whatever the professions or status you have.
Interesting. You can control that?
Oh, yeah. You select that from the soul plane. When you cross into spirit, in your case, 800 years after your zero life,
right,
you're going to go to the soul plane, which is in the fifth dimension. Okay, it's sort of like it's not part of the karmic cycle, and it's not the higher planes. It's like a DMZ, so to speak. And then you're going to choose your next life, and you're going to have your masters and guides assisting you and your higher self. And they will tell you, they will advise you, you make the choice, but no one's going to choose a much poorer life. That wouldn't be relevant at all. So,
Interesting. But I hope she calls in.
I hope so, too. But by the way, just for the benefit of your listeners, now, every second Sunday of the month, and this Sunday is one relevant, I do a monthly webinar by Zoom.
Zoom now. They have good technology these days.
12 and 2 Pacific Standard Time. And this Sunday I'll be doing it on psychic development. And I'll also be in Laughlin, Nevada on between June 6th and June 12th at the UFO Mega UFO Conference. And I'll be doing an experiential workshop on regression and progression. So what we're discussing tonight, I will be doing in Laughlin in June. My website has all the information. And if people want to have private sessions with me, mano-on-mano, I will be seeing private patients while I'm in Nevada. So just for the benefit of your audience there.
All right, so COVID hasn't stopped that event?
No, it was supposed to be in February, but they moved it because of COVID, so they're fine. They're doing a lot.
And Nevada's starting to open up even more now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the dealers and the blackjack tables have like a plastic shield in front of them.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay. But,
and masks.
Nevada is opening up very nicely, and so that isn't a problem. So anyway, for the benefit, because I did get an email about this, for the benefit of the people asked me about that offer I made about the Exploring the Fifth Dimension, if they order it from the website, they get the free CD, Fifth Dimensional Travel.
But off the website, it's got to be, which we've got linked up for you. Bruce, we'll talk more about it, and then we'll take some calls when we come back. On our next Coast to Coast program, astrologer Mark Lerner joins us to talk about things that are happening out there in the universe that could affect all of us, and then we'll take a walk on the paranormal side on Coast to Coast. We're going to come back with calls with Dr. Bruce Goldberg in a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. We'll take your calls this half hour, too. Bruce, I'm getting emails, too, from people that want to know what your offer is, so do it again.
Sure. Okay, so two things. First, if they want to get the free CD, which is Fifth Dimensional Travel, it takes them out of the body, they have to order the Exploring the Fifth Dimension book from my homepage, not from Amazon or any bookstore. It's only, and mention that you heard the show, of course, obviously your listeners. Now, if they don't want to buy the book for any reason but want to get a free written exercise, so please do not call if you have a computer, then they can call my 1-800-KARMA-4-U, which is 1-800-527-6248, and I will send them a written exercise of going out of the body. But please don't call unless, if you have a computer, everything is on the homepage, 5 or 6 exercises and a whole bunch of other stuff. Also, information about my computer sessions. Most of my sessions are done by computer. Information about the audio books. All my books are on audio with Amazon, and a whole bunch of stuff on there, including a portrait of Tracks of a Time Traveler from the 36th century is on my homepage, too, in an article entitled Time Travelers I Have Met.
How did you get involved in hypnotherapy?
Well, interesting enough, when I was in dental school, I wanted to use hypnosis for pain control and apprehension, which
mm-hmm.
I did.
Smart.
So I was trained to do that, and I developed my own techniques. And then I had a very, shall we say, epiphany experience in which I was I read the book The Search for Bridie Murphy by Maury Bernstein,
uh-huh.
who later became a friend of mine, the late Maury Bernstein, may he rest in peace. I decided to experiment with the technique. I think if it doesn't work, you know, so what? So the very first person I worked with was a friend of mine. I didn't know her that well. She was a student. She went into like 9 different lives, and she overcame 2 habits and a phobia that I wasn't even aware that she had as a result of doing the regressions. So that got me to say, hey, wait a minute, this is a clinical technique. It's not just a cute little fun thing to do. And that got me on the road to giving up dentistry, at least as a full-time practice, very quickly. I was only practicing dentistry full-time for 2 years. Then I had the hypnotherapy practice. And when I moved to California, then I simply retired from dentistry and just do the hypnotherapy full-time.
Uh-huh.
The speak okay. engagements and being interviewed by people like you, by the way. The interview we did, I think, in November should be coming up soon on the Spirit Guide Contact for Gaia.
Oh, perfect.
That
perfect.
Should be coming up very shortly.
Have you ever met someone that you've done a hypnotherapy session with who never had a past life?
Well, there are people that can block it. In my career with like 28,000 or so patients, I've had a couple of people that would not allow it, just a couple. And those are people that were either very paranoid or very anxious or very distrusting of everyone, you know. There are people that can block it because, remember, you control it, not me. And by the way, one thing I should mention, too, this is something as a benefit for your audience, too. People think that past life regression is possession. No, not even close. When a person is undergoing or experiencing possession by an entity, they immediately lose consciousness, the mind ascendancy takes over the body, it creates a totally new personality, the language changes, everything is different. In a past life regression, the person is conscious throughout. They talk lucidly. They have their same accent, unless they're doing a really deep regression where they're going to speak the foreign language or the inflection of their past life. So it's totally different, totally safe. I've done 13 of my own past and future lives. I've done, 3 of yours and worked with, like I say, over 28,000 patients. No one has ever been harmed. If anything, what they do is they go through what I call psychic empowerment. All of my patients benefit. It's just a question of degree. So basically, it's a no-lose situation, very high probable win situation. So that's why I enjoy the field.
To the phones we go. We go to Brian now in Indianapolis. Welcome to the program, Brian. Let us see where you go. Oh, Brian just hung up. He's gone. Oh, well.
He's in the fifth dimension.
He is gone. Let's go to Elisa in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, George.
Hi.
A couple questions.
Sure.
My first one is... how does the transition work when you evolve from a body into straight consciousness? Is that like as a collective or unitary? That would be my first question.
Well, okay, so if you're asking about going into, what you're referring to is going into the fifth dimension. If you go out of the body, Now you're in the fifth dimension, so the soul is going to occupy your spiritual body, let's say the astral body for the astral plane, and now you can overview your physical body. You can access your higher self, spirit guides, angelic entities. So you can, we call that a dual consciousness, because sometimes people will be out of the body, but they're still aware of the physical body that they're in. So that's called the dual consciousness. But what you're referring to is a fifth dimensional experience, or what you would call an OBE, or out-of-body experience.
Okay, what's your other question, Lisa?
You still have a body, though. My question, other question was, is the hierarchy of the dimensions relative to the specific universe that...
Okay, well, this is a little technical, but okay, I'll make it simple. In my books, by the way, Exploring the Fifth Dimension, I go through this, but basically you have the physical plane, which is the current one, then you have the astral plane. Beyond that is the causal plane, which houses the Akashic Records, the very tiny dimension. Beyond that is the mental plane, where the masters will hang out, like the Moses and Jesus, etc. Beyond that is the etheric plane, which is where the etheric plane surgeons are, where people can actually cure incurable diseases. So those five dimensions are the karmic cycle. You have a life on each of those dimensions. When you cross into spirit and clinically die, then you go to the soul plane that I mentioned a little earlier with George before. This is the sixth dimension. It's not part of the karmic cycle, but it's not the higher planes. It's where you choose your next life, or you eventually ascend from, and then you rejoin the God energy complex in the seven dimensions that make up the higher planes. So the 13th dimension is what we call the God or nameless plane. Plane and dimension mean the same thing, and that's my 13-plane paradigm. By the way, that's not uncommon. The Mayan culture also have 13 dimensions. East India has 7. I have 13, so it's like inflation here, okay?
Let's go to Costa Mesa, California. Andrew's with us, first-time caller. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Let me turn my radio off. I'll be right with you.
Okay, sir.
All righty. Let me get in that other room, close the door, and get out of the way of the radio. Okay.
There you go.
You got me good now? You got me loud and clear?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
What's your question?
Well, I have a lot of past life memories, and I'm constantly getting downloads from the universal consciousness. My mother had a regression. She went all the way back to cave times, and she had her own language and everything. It was really crazy.
That is something.
And we're from the tribe of Levi, and she has O negative blood.
Okay, now, if you want to get more details of this, what I can recommend is obviously a one-on-one. You're getting, like, spontaneous past life information, and many of this may actually come into dream levels, too. But if you have a one-on-one session, you can actually elucidate them a lot clearer. Like I say, I do computer sessions, and you can do this online, but that gives you a much better clarity. And you can also focus it on past lives that will help you to find out why you're supposed to be here now, your karmic purpose. That is really the key to doing regressions.
Bruce, do people ever get past life knowledge from dreams?
Oh, yeah. No, as I mentioned before, dreams are usually the early sneak previews of past lives. Like when I mentioned my famous case, The Search for Grace, Ivy, not her real name, the woman that was involved, you know, in this lifetime, she would get dreams of being murdered by this guy Johnny in different times, in Greece, in Rome, in the Renaissance, in Philadelphia 150 years ago. So she was getting her sneak previews first in the dream levels, which most people do, by the way. And then when I do it one-on-one, then the information comes out in much more detail. But yeah, dreams are by far the usual way people get past life information. Now, another way, parents out there, if you have a child between 2 and 5, if you just ask them very nicely, don't play games with them, and just simply say, tell me what it was like when you were big. If you say that to a child between 2 and 5, if they're in the right mood, they can actually recite a past life.
Let's go to Monica in Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hi, Monica.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Goldberg. I've got your book, Exploring the Fifth Dimension. I love it.
Well, you know, it's got about 65 exercises in there, so there's a lot to play with there.
It's a lot there.
I saw that. Like, oh, my word.
So what is your question, Monica?
Actually, I've actually had future dreams, kind of like within my own demographic. Just oddball dreams, like, for instance, I reside in Reese, Oregon. It's by Pendleton, Oregon. I have had dreams, like, say, We're going to have a charter bus go to, like, Walla Walla, Washington, the Tri-Cities, Washington, every 5 minutes, and I've had very strange ongoing dreams.
So you're talking about age progression, the future of this life. Is that what you're referring to?
I think so.
Well, if the technology is the same, if you're driving a Tesla or some regular car, if you see, you know, buildings that look like what we have today, then you're most likely talking about a future of this life, which I call age progression versus future life progression. But that also answers the question, because let me share something. Suppose you see a future perception of you, which is very negative. People ask me, so what happens? People see the future doctor and they're dying, or they're involved in some accident or something. Well, there's something called the new you technique, which is parallel universes. If you see a negative future, you can actually, obviously foreknowledge of it, you can change the event. But suppose you can't. Suppose it has nothing to do with you. Then you can actually perceive other future life options, parallel universe, I call them, and this is called my new you technique, and you can switch tracks. Back in 1992, when I was first proposed with the CBS TV movie, the movie was not going to air in 94. It was put into developmental hell, as they say in Hollywood.
That happens.
And I actually did my progressions, and I switched tracks into a universe that's this one, in which it did air. And a whole bunch of other things occurred, including meeting you, George. Remember the story I told you?
I remember that, yeah.
I was working with Art Bell in those days. This was 94, you know. And then I see myself going forward 25 years in time, and I see somebody, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I didn't know who you were. And I said, who's this guy? Looks like a Greek fisherman, okay?
Without the hat.
Without the hat, right. And that was you, and that was like 2003, and that's when we had our first interview. Back in, I think it was March of 2003, so for the last 18 years, and this is like an anniversary, we've been doing this. But I saw all this back in 1994. Okay, so basically I am an example of being involved in my own research, switching paths. Now, my other parallel universe was fine, but this one was better, not just because of the movie, but because of other things, including working with you and many other of your colleagues and a bunch of other things that have happened. So you can always change a negative future by switching paths. It really works. I've done it myself, and I've worked with hundreds of patients to do this. It's a much better outcome than just suffering, because I don't believe that people should just suffer in life, especially when things are beyond their control.
Let's go to Gloria in California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Gloria.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I
appreciate it. You're welcome.
So much. I am 78 years old. I am a widow for more than 10 years. I had a difficult marriage of 45 years, but I never cheated on my husband, and it was a very difficult marriage, very difficult. But now I'm wondering, what is in my future now, please?
Okay, now I'm not a psychic. I'm not going to read you, okay? I would train you to do this yourself. If you schedule a session with me, you can do it online. By the way, God bless you for being 78 years young.
Oh, yeah, she does. She's got a lot of energy
okay,
there.
You sound Bruce. Like you're a spike. You've got a lot of energy in there. Okay, we could do an actual progression. Remember, the point of all this is I don't want you to see. In fact, let me tell you something. I know this is going to cause problems, but I'm going to do it anyway because I have an ethical responsibility. I don't like psychic readings. I really don't, because even if they're real, and many of them aren't, that you could be thinking of an uncle or a cousin, and they could be reading their Akashic records rather than yours. If you do it yourself, like with me or a colleague of mine, then you're going to get the real information. So what we could do online is an age progression, or in your case, maybe a future life progression. You'd like to see what your next life is going to be like. You can perceive it in detail, or at least, you know, whatever your subconscious mind gives, and that would give you the information. This way you're empowered. You're not codependent on me. You always want to be psychically empowered. The last thing you want in your life, Gloria, is codependency. There's enough of that going around.
Absolutely. Bruce, we're almost out of time. I'd like you to tell the offer one more time.
Yes. Okay. If they order my Exploring the Fifth Dimension book from my site and mention the show that you heard me on Coast to Coast, then they get they order the book. They will get with the book, in addition to paying for the book free, they will get the Fifth Dimensional Travel CD that will guide them into out of the body. They can explore past and future lives and go all into the fifth dimension. If they just want to get the written exercise, not the CD, they can call my 1-800-527-6248, which is 1-800-KARMA, K-A-R-M-A, the number 4, the letter U. And that please do not call the toll-free number if you have a computer. Everything is on the website in great details. In fact, you can click onto my YouTube channel, which has 55 different clips of me doing interviews showing past, future lives, time travelers, psychic self-defense, a whole bunch of stuff. So you could have a karmic poo-poo platter there.
Bruce, what's your next project? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on doing some. Of course, I've got workshops coming up, but I'm also going to be working on another book that I'm developing and doing some more work with the media here. I got some projects that I can't announce until they're relevant.
Until they're ready to pop. Okay, my friend. Keep in touch, all right? Dr. Bruce Goldberg, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and he deals, was a dentist, as he mentioned, but he deals in hypnotherapy now. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.